T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe DiStio in for Lynn Hayes Freeland on this Martin Luther King Day. He was one of the greatest orators in American history. The power of his words really spawned a movement.
Because I have a dream that my 4 little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Yeah, one of the most quoted phrases in American political history, the content of their character. Joining me on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is University of Pittsburgh political communications professor, Dr. Jerry Schuster. Jerry, thanks for joining us on KDKA.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe. Thank you for asking.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about King's speeches. I mean, the power of his words, obviously, was something that was very moving to millions of people. And so the general question would be, what made King such a great speech maker, such a great orator, and where did it come from?
Well, first of all, there can be no doubt that he had tremendously basic skills, very positive basic skills, and he was a gifted speaker from the day he was born. That was probably genetic, given the fact that his father was a Baptist minister. But there can be no doubt that your statement that he was one of the greater orators in our nation's history. But what made him great specifically, which wasn't just his basic skills, and clearly he was intellectually competent. When he put together his speeches, he took care of the basic tenets of any good speech. You know, lots of people can be gifted speakers or good speakers. Gifted speakers are, you know, that's talent plus. But in his case, he had one tremendous talent, and that was the ability to analyze an audience. You know, when he gave his sermons and he gave addresses at Ebenezer Baptist Church, it was easy to give and motivate because most of the people in his parish clearly understood and were easily moved by him. But when he got into audiences, one of the things he knew that little of what he said to some audiences would have any meaning. In fact, they were actually an antithesis of what they actually felt. But nonetheless, they couldn't help but be moved by the motivational style speaking that he used. And that was the signature aspect of his success as a speaker.
You talked about Dr. King coming out of the church. And isn't it amazing that so many great musicians and so many great orators have come out of the church, the black church and other churches as well? I think of... Oh, my gosh, who was it who ran for president? Just another great African-American speaker. Right? It'll come to me. But isn't that true? Amazing how the church has enabled so many people to hone their skills in that way.
Right. But more importantly, they had to, you know, they didn't come unprepared when they walked into the church on any given day. They had to have something going for them. Or those people wouldn't just sit there and be motivated by them. They had to have something else going for them, the speakers. And in this case, Martin Luther King was just one of those people. He could give a great speech almost on any particular subject that was socially motivated, and he knew how to motivate the people that stood in front of him or sat in front of him, which was, you know, made most evident by I Have a Dream speech. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people, and someone said, with that many people, it's amazing that anyone could hear him, and yet, those who were there said you could have heard a pin drop when he spoke, and especially when he reached you know, I have a dream.
We just have a moment left. I wanted to, there are other, obviously other great orators. They all seem to be able to capture their time as well. You think of Kennedy, they say he was the first one who really was able to take advantage of television. And FDR, who did the same for radio, I guess.
Right. And along that same note, another religious speaker from that particular era was Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, used to radio probably like FDR did, where the fireside chats, but he could motivate audiences, and you didn't have to be Catholic to appreciate him.
Jerry Schuster is a political communications professor, University of Pittsburgh. I mean, this is what he does. So, Jerry, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your insight.
Thank you for asking. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.